We are here in Xiamen, China, at the Global Aviation RFID Forum, co-located with Aviation Week's MRO Asia 2006 Conference and Exhibition. I'm Ed Hazelwood, Editorial Director, Aviation Week Conferences. With me is John Andreessen, President, Technology Solutions. John, one of the things that you discussed here at the conference today is the cost of bad data. Could you explain that to me?
Yes, the bad data is generally hidden from the actual costs in today's systems. Nobody has a line item in their budget saying, well, here's how many mistakes we made. But in fact, as mechanics who are trained to repair airplanes but are not trained to type, are expected to type, we end up with bad data in the systems because of just simple human errors that occur. And we need to, in the study I've done, the cost of that bad data, if it takes 1 second to make a typo, it takes 2,000 seconds to find that mistake and fix it. And I think even that's conservative. That study is from 20 years ago. So that if you don't make the mistake to start with, you immediately get a 2,000 times leverage on the cost advantage. And so that's why we're moving to an auto ID technology, so that in fact the data stays consistent and is repurposed without having people retranslate it by making typos in the middle of a serial number, for instance.
And when you're talking about auto ID technologies, and we're talking about anything from barcodes to RFID or to whatever comes after that, give me a bit of an idea of how that will get rid of some of the data problems.
Well, if the if we can give the part, as we have in the Spec 2000 standard, give this expensive airplane part a social security number using auto ID technology like barcode or RFID, then a mechanic will read that part with a handheld portable computer, and he won't have to type that data in. The data is digital at its source. There's only one person in the whole world who knows which serial number he installed on that airplane. We want that person to get the data in digital form right at the source and then just pass that data through our computer systems without it being retyped and the chances of mistakes being made.
One of the other things you discussed in the conference was not just the reliability of the data and the information, but also efficiency. And you used an example of being able to track a life vest under a seat, for instance. Could you tell me how that would work and what the cost and time advantages of that could be?
Well, for every flight, there has to be a life vest under the seat. And there's no magic to this. Currently, two mechanics on a double-aisle airplane, two mechanics walk down each aisle, look under every seat with mirrors and flashlights to see if the life vest is there. That takes about 1 man-hour currently. If each of those life vests is tagged with RFID, we can check that all the life vests are there in 5 minutes. Because we don't need line of sight, we can simply read all the tags to make sure that all the life vests are in place.
And an obvious time and cost savings in for the airline.
Oh, yes. I mean, turn time at the gate now is, you freed up two people, you've freed up 55 man minutes now for that one flight, and this happens again and again and again every day at every airport all over the world.
John, I'd like to thank you for taking just a couple of minutes to be with us, and from MRO Asia 2006 in Xiamen, China, I'm Ed Hazelwood.